Chapter 4, Winning the Battle. As I was praying before the Lord, God spoke to me. He told me to go to a certain city to intercede and conduct warfare for a church whose ministry was under a very heavy attack. Intercession, defined in Unger's Concise Bible Dictionary, is a form of prayer in which the petitioner stands between God and some great need. Read Romans 8:26-27. I said, "Okay, Lord," and I went. I approached the pastor after the service and told him that I had come to do warfare against the witches and warlocks that were attacking his ministry. One witch and a warlock somehow knew the purpose for which I was there, and they began to wage war against me. All kinds of demonic activity and forces were coming towards me. My car kept breaking down to prevent me getting to the church. I'd wake up coughing and choking. A strong, smelling scent of sulfur mixed with another indescribable odor entered my nostrils while I slept, and I would wake up doing battle. The power would be broken for a season, and then it would come back over and over again. This went on from the month of December to about the end of March in the following year. I began to fast, pray, and ask God why this battle kept going back and forth. Then the Lord asked me, "What makes a Christian successful?" And I replied, "The Spirit of Christ that lives within him, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Colossians 1:27. And I also replied to the Lord, "Having the works of faith." Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:11-12. At the church, while on my knees praying, the Lord began to reveal to me what makes witches, warlocks, and devil worshippers successful in their works. They are driven by fear, hate, greed, and pride. Immediately, I began to pray and curse the powers and the works of fear, hate, greed, and pride, along with murder, wizardry, and sorcery, in the name of Jesus, destroying their very works and preventing these spirits from operating in that person yielded to Satan. Also, in the name of Jesus, I silence the spirit guides and curse the spirit of blindness, heaviness, and bondage. I ask God to open up that person's eyes that he may see the glory of Jesus, and open up the ear of his heart that he may hear the Lord's voice. I pray that the Lord will reveal to that person all the evil that he was doing, so that his heart would come under conviction. I wanted him to come to repentance. He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. John 12:40. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, "Abba, Father." Romans 8:15. Shortly afterwards, the warlock made a complete change. The hardness of his heart left, and a softness began to appear upon him. He openly confessed that he was into Satanism, and that he had killed people by putting curses on them. He admitted to working through witchcraft, sex, and many kinds of pagan rituals. He also stopped walking back and forth during the church services, and began to really participate in the praising and worshiping. I want to emphasize that if these devils and their works are destroyed in a person, then they will no longer be successful in working witchcraft against the church and the children of God. By the way, the witch became so powerless at that church that she eventually left. I had said, "Lord, this is very simple. We just need to fast and pray and destroy the works of fear, hate, greed, or whatever stronghold is driving a witch, warlock, sorcerer, or high priest." From that point on, my battles against any witch, warlock, or any similar form of evil agent became much easier. I simply go on a small 3-day fast to find out which evil characteristic was dominant in that person, and then begin to pray. Remember, witches and warlocks are human beings, so without the devils operating in them, they are not going to be successful. As the scripture indicates, in the case of Jesus casting out the devil, called Legion, when the devil left, The man was restored to his right mind. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters. And he brake the bands, and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man, and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake, and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled, and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done, and came to Jesus, and found the man, out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Luke 8:28-35. There was another Christian meeting to which the Lord drew me and blessed me by calling me into warfare. I spoke with a lady who had been working with the ministry and explained to her that I wanted to come in and intercede against the powers of darkness and witchcraft. She gave me a counselor's badge so that I could enter the building and do warfare right before each meeting. I would arrive hours before the meeting began. Then I'd go into an area where I wouldn't draw attention to myself and begin to intercede and conduct warfare in the name of Jesus against the powers of darkness. These devils were forbidden in the name of Jesus to interfere with the witches so that they would be able to make a free will decision to receive Jesus and get saved. The prayer was as follows. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you and all your influences and hindering spirits are totally paralyzed and totally forbidden from hindering these witches and warlocks from making up their own minds to give their lives to the Lord. They will have their own free will choice to come to the Lord. So you are totally silenced in the name of Jesus. Then I would pray through in my heavenly language until I received a breakthrough. Once this occurred, I knew that it was done. An usher that travels regularly with the ministry came up to me as I finished praying. She asked what I had been praying for. I told her that I was praying for the witches present to be saved. She looked at me, nodded her head, and went on. That Friday night, the minister stopped and said that there was one witch in the service that the Lord wanted to save. He called for one, and then many other witches came to the altar. Later, at a different meeting, the same usher told me that she was a witness that I had conducted effective warfare for the witches to be saved, and that she had also witnessed the results. Another time in another city, she said, "I travel around a lot of these meetings, and I have never seen anything like what happened with the witches, ever. It wasn't me that did the warfaring, but it was the Christ who lives in me. To God be the glory." On a different occasion, I went to a conference, and God instructed me to go on a 7-day and night fast. He instructed me to warfare before each meeting. And so I quietly went in before each service and would either get on my knees or sit and pray to intercede and do warfare against the powers of darkness that were operating in the witches. There were many of them at that particular meeting. After praying, there was no heaviness or interference from them at all, and God reigned. Also, other people attending had indicated there were a lot of witches at that particular meeting, but still, there was no interference from them. They were powerless. Again, I was there to intercede and bind up the powers and destroy the works of all the witches in each meeting. In the name of Jesus, the spirit guides were forbidden to come into the meeting. This is so much power in the name of Jesus alone. There is so much power in the name of Jesus alone. A tremendous amount of power. By the way, one can easily warfare in different meetings quietly without drawing attention to oneself. That way, no one even knows what you're doing, and God gets all the glory. Footnote number 2. Many times, witches, etc., have not been truly loved, or they have been hurt, misused, and abused by their parents or someone in their childhood. Many of them may have even come to the Christian church and been again rejected. But the church of darkness would receive them with open arms. The Christian church needs to be careful about showing the love of Christ to all people, regardless of how they look. God is love. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. Psalm 69:20. There is an example in Scripture of a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Acts 16:16-18. This again illustrates that once the evil works were destroyed, the person became powerless.